This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Courtney Porter, the Director of External Relations at the Scott Center for Autism Treatment. Tell us about Evening of Hope. It's your biggest fundraiser, and it's coming up.
It is. It's coming up in April. It will be April 8th, 2017 at O'Galley Yacht Club. And this fundraiser and Evening of Hope is very important to the Scott Center. It is the only fundraiser that we hold for ourselves. And the money that we raise that night is very critical. It helps pay for scholarships for families who otherwise couldn't afford treatment at the Scott Center. It helps pay for operational costs. It's an elegant night, but it's very important to us that the community backs us here.
It's a ticketed event. It includes dancing, beverages, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
Yes, it is. We try to make it a very fun event for everybody because we are asking them to support us, so we thought we would give them a nice night back. People come, you have some drinks, we have a brief presentation during the night. We have a few different funds that we ask people to donate to. One is the Wish Scholarship Program, which is the fund that specifically pays for children's treatment. And then the other one is the Rolex Raffle. And so each year, Kemp's Jewelers have been donating a piece of jewelry to the Scott Center each year for the past 9 years of An Evening of Hope. And they have donated Rolex, and all the proceeds go to the Scott Center.
You can get the raffle tickets without going to the event.
Yes.
Not that you would. Of course, you want to go to both.
I mean, really? You would want to do both. But yes, for the Rolex Raffle, you do not have to attend An Evening of Hope. A Wish Scholarship, you don't have to attend An Evening of Hope. Those are two options to support us if you are not in town and you can't be there, but why wouldn't you be there?
I like the way you think. So give us an idea of some of the great works that you're doing over there at the Scott Center.
We have our early intervention program. Those are treating children ages 3 to 9. All the work that we do over there is life-changing, so I don't really know where to start on that. But early intervention program is great because that's the program where, in a nutshell, we're trying to develop life skills for a child so they can be mainstreamed into a typical classroom environment. We also have our social skills program. And that's ages 5 to 9 and 9 to 14. And so those are kids who maybe they're in a typical classroom environment, but they haven't quite developed the social skills yet that is necessary to have a full and happy life. And so we have that program that is in the afternoons, and that develops it with the kids. So they learn how to develop friendships, how to be a team player. And we also have our severe behavior program, toilet training, self-injuring behavior, pediatric feeding issues. And so that's another component that we offer for our community.
And you also have a huge support group for the parents and the families.
Yes. On our website, we have a local resources page that people can go to. But we don't always just send people to the website. We have incredible staff, and everybody takes the time to, if somebody comes into the center or if they call the center, maybe if we can't help them, we send them where they're supposed to go. We talk to those people. We assure them that there are services out there, and we help match services to whatever issue this family's dealing with. And then we send them towards those resources that are going to be best suited for their needs.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, once again, this is the Evening of Hope. It happens on April 8th. And how can people get their tickets?
Well, you can go to thescottcenter.org. And on our events page, An Evening of Hope is listed there, and it will connect you to get tickets through sponsorship. You can also call the center at 321-674-8106, and we'll be able to help you that way as well.
Okay, so individual tickets and sponsorships
are one and the same.
Yes. And you can also find out info about getting the tickets for the Rolex raffle.
Yes, and that is on our website as well. So everything that you would want to know about the evening is on our website.
And it is thescottcenter.org.
Thescottcenter.org.